We just met with Vijay Nambiar, the special advisor to Secretary General Kofi Annan. We've gotten over 100 organizations from Palestine, from the US, Europe, and all around the world to sign the letter. We didn't expect to get an immediate release of the Palestinian prisoners being held in violation of international law. It was more or less as expected. New York has for far too long not been the center of resistance to the occupation, to Israeli apartheid over the Palestinians. But I think that's quickly changing. As people see the worst brutalities of the Israeli apartheid regime, I think we're going to get a lot more of such demonstrations. This is just the beginning.
My name is Riham Barghouti. I'm from the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions campaign. We call on all communities to carry out different forms of boycott, divestment, or sanctions, whatever is applicable. If it's church divestments, if it's individual boycott of Israeli products. And we're also here today to call on the international community to carry out sanctions against Israel's violations, not just of Palestinian human rights, but really violations of international law, including the International Court of Justice advisory ruling, over 60 UN resolutions. The boycott is happening internationally. In the UK, for example, the National Association of Teachers, which recently called for an academic boycott of Israeli academic institutions. You have in Belgium and in Canada different movements calling for boycott of Israeli products. You have a whole divestment campaign from the company Caterpillar, which supplies Israel with bulldozers that are used to demolish Palestinian homes. But internationally, there is a strong movement going, and we're hoping that we will start seeing results here in the U.S. as well. We've had the Presbyterian Church that has called for divestment, the Anglican Church, the Lutheran Church. So it's obvious that the time has come for action to take place.